This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to the Seerah series, Walking with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, or upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I hope that your brothers and sisters are doing well. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you and grant you all the firdaus al-a'la. My brothers and sisters, this is episode number 15. 15 or 16? I think 15 or 16, I keep forgetting. But you people should know. I think Yasmin should know what episode we're in. I think it's yesterday was 14, 15. Is it 15 or 16? You tell me. So anyways, yesterday we talked about the preparation. It is 16. Okay, Zakla Khaylayla. May Allah bless you. Thank you. So yesterday we were talking about the preparation for that first hijrah to Al-Habasha, where but prior to that we talked about the persecution and the abuse that the Sahaba were going through, and then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam ordered the Sahaba, you know, some of them to, or those who are able to travel to Al-Habasha. And we explained why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Abyssinia, he chose Al-Habasha. So today it will be interesting because every day is interesting. Today, inshallah, we'll teach each other, you know, the best method to give da'wah and how to give da'wah, how to approach a person, you know, how to speak, how to touch their, you know, talk to their intellect, you know, what language to use, and who should speak and when you should speak and when you should be quiet. You know, the training that the Sahaba took from Dar al-Arqam will come into practice today, insha'Allah ta'ala. So when they were about 100, when they traveled to Al-Habasha, to Abyssinia, Quraysh, they sent Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As happened to be a close friend to al-Najashi, so he bought him some gifts, and then he went and asked to speak to him. After he offered him the gifts, he told him about some people, you know, who are from the lowest amongst the amongst Quraysh. They left their families, they left their parents and mothers crying, they left their deen, they left their countries, and they came to settle in Al-Habasha, and they were not to follow. They were not to follow the religion of al-Najashi, who was actually Christian at the time. Najashi was Christian. And by the way, Najashi, that's not his name. You know, every king of Abyssinia was nicknamed or named al-Najashi, like Fir'aun. Fir'aun, is it not the name of the actual, you know, that Fir'aun that we know, that he had the confrontation with Musa and whatnot, you know, that story. Fir'aun is every ruler of Egypt at the time were called Fir'aun. You know, the Romans, you have Caesar, Caesar, Kisra from the Persia, Najashi from Egypt, from Abyssinia, and Fir'aun from Egypt. So those are just, you know, their names, but he had his own personal name. So Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, or what we call today Eritrea. And Najashi was smart. He was a just man. Yes, he was following the religion of Tawheed at the time, following, you know, the religion of Isa alayhi salam. But then when Amr ibn As told him about those people that left their families and they left their religion, he wanted to hear from them. So they came, you know, in the presence of Najashi, Amr ibn As, their followers, and then you have 100 or so Sahabis and women, men and women there. And amongst them was Uthman ibn Affan. Amongst them was Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was also one of them. So anyways, they came and they stood before al-Najashi. So al-Najashi said, when they came to speak to Najashi, he says, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكُمْ تَرَكْتُمْ دِينَكُمْ. I heard that you have left your faith, your religion, and you're not embracing our religion here in Abyssinia. And you came to my country. What brought you here? What brought you here? Amr ibn As, he told him, they left their religion and they left their families crying, right? And they left their countries. So let me take them back. So Najashi now, he's asking so that he can hear from them directly. What brought you here? Who was the spokesman? Ja'far. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Yesterday, I asked that question and I said, why particularly Ja'far was the spokesman? Some of you said because he's an eloquent speaker, because he was a leader, because he was, I mean, this is all great. It was all good. But there's a reason why Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, you know, came and was the spokesman. Yes, because of his impeccable, you know, speech, mashallah, talents that he had, but beyond that, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the son of Abu Talib, he is the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he knows Rasulullah. I came to speak to you about this man. He's my cousin. I know him, right? This is reason number one. Reason number two, brothers and sisters, and this is really, you know, also another amazing reason as to why he was the spokesman. Ja'far, he is the son of Abu Talib. Who is his grandfather? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook. Who was his great, you know, his grandfather, the grandfather of Ja'far, who is the same grandfather of Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. Who was he? You know that, brothers and sisters. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Who was his grandfather? The father of Abu Talib. No. What are you talking about? The father of Abu Talib, who is the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. Who is the grandfather of Rasulullah? Come on, guys. What are you waiting? Naam Shaziyabat, Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, exactly. Abdul Muttalib. So, Abdul Muttalib was the grandfather. And Abdul Muttalib, brothers and sisters, if you remember, right, he had an acquaintance with Abraha. Abraha was also from Abyssinia, right? Abraha was from Abyssinia, and Najashi is from Abyssinia, and Najashi follows Abraha. Abraha had that, you know, confrontation with Abdul Muttalib. When Abraha came to destroy the Kaaba with the elephants, so he found some cattle and then he took possession of them. And then those cattle happened to be, or those camels happened to belong to Abdul Muttalib. So Abdul Muttalib came to speak to Abraha, you know, asking for his camels back. So Najashi, he knows about Abraha and he knows about Abdul Muttalib. So Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, you know, he's from a high, mashallah, profile family. He's from the elite as well of Banu Hashim. You know, he's from the progeny of Abdul Muttalib. So this man, he's not like anybody. He's not from the lowest of the Arabs. He is actually a person from, you know, very high profile who came to stand before me here. So I have to show some, you know, respect, and also I need to give him the benefit of the doubt. I need to hear from him. So Abdul, you know, Ja'far came to speak, you know, representing the Muslims. Representing the Muslims. So it's not like anybody. There were so many of them there. I'm the cousin of Muhammad, alayhi salam, right? I'm his cousin, so I know about him. Number two, my grandfather is Abdul Muttalib, who met with your, you know, also your great-grandfather, Abraha, right? So that was one of the main reasons, sisters and brothers. So Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, he started with something beautiful. The whole speech maybe would last 1 minute, 1 or 2 minutes. Imagine a speech that would last about 1 to 2 minutes. You give da'wah in 2 minutes. But look how he spoke and what did he try, you know, he tried to speak to the heart of al-Najashi, to the heart of al-Najashi. So he says, Ayyuha al-Malik. He did not give da'wah yet. He's not here to give da'wah yet. But he wants to talk to the emotions. He wants to touch the emotions of the gathering of al-Najashi and his followers. He said, Ayyuha al-Malik, O King, kunna qawma jahiliyyah. And al-Najashi was a devout Christian. He says, kunna qawma jahiliyyah. We used to be qawm of jahiliyyah. From the jahiliyyah, yani from the people of ignorance. Na'budu al-asnam. We used to worship, you know, idols. Al-Najashi never worshipped idols. Al-Najashi was a follower of the religion of Tawheed, follower of Isa alayhi salam. So he says, we used to worship idols. Jahiliyyah, we used to worship idols. Na'kulu al-mayta, we used to eat from the dead. They used to do that in Jahiliyyah, eating from the dead. And it's something that was dead, they would just eat from it. Right? Eating from the dead. And Nusi al-Jiwar, we used to not respect the neighbors. He was talking about, oh, I'm not going to say this. You tell me. We used to not respect the neighbors. Naqta'u al-arham, we used to sever the kinship. Ya'kul al-qawi minna al-da'if, the strong would abuse the weak. Brothers and sisters, what is Ja'far doing right now? You tell me. I need to recharge my laptop. It's dying. Before it dies on me. There we go. Yeah. What is Ja'far trying to do here? He says, we used to worship idols. We used to eat the dead. We used to, not respect the neighbors. We used to sever our kinship. We used to, you know, the strong would abuse the weak. Lay the foundation, opening his heart. But what is he talking about? He was talking about, eventually he will give him da'wah at some point. But here, he's just talking about, things that are, he's not giving da'wah yet. He's not giving da'wah. What did he say that has to do with da'wah here? Right? There's no da'wah here yet. He's just talking about, look, we used to worship the idols. Thank you, Sister Fatima. It's about morals. He's talking about morals. He's talking about manners. He's talking about something that we would have in common between everybody, between you and I. You know, you don't have to be a Muslim. You don't have to be a Muslim sever the relationship with your loved ones, with your kinship, or for you don't have to be a Muslim for not the strong abusing the weak, subhanAllah. So he's trying to have some common points, some common denominators, something that we have in common together, regardless of what faith. Right? Commonality of humans. Exactly. That's exactly what Ja'far was trying to do here. It has nothing to do. It's not about, La ilaha illallah. Not yet. He's just trying to, talk about, how can I build or bridge this gap by building, some connection with al-Najashi, looking for something that we all have in common, talking about morals. Morals. So that's what he's doing here. We were worshipping idols, although he knew that al-Najashi, he never worshipped idols. So, but al-Najashi did not worship idols. Talking about, the strong abusing the weak, being bad to our neighbors, naqta al-arham, severing the kinship and whatnot. And then, this is introduction, number one. He didn't talk about Allah. He didn't talk about anything, you know, at all. He's just trying to grab the, you know, his attention. Number two. This is number two. Now, you know, that was introduction. This is like take two. Now he said take one. Now take two. Number two. He says, فَجَاءَ إِلَيْنَا رَجُلٌ مِنَّا فَجَاءَ إِلَيْنَا رَجُلٌ مِنَّا نَعْرِفُ نَسَبَهُ وَصِدْقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ. Then he says, a man, he didn't say prophet. He didn't say prophet. He says, a man from us came to us. A man from us came to us. We know his nasab. We know his background. We know his family. We know his trustworthiness. يعني, he didn't even say prophet. He says, a man from us. رَجُلٌ مِنَّا نَعْرِفُ نَسَبَهُ. We know his background. We know his family. Yeah, and he comes from a good nasab. We know his lineage. We know his lineage. We know his truthfulness. And we know his amanah. We know him. A very small intro about Prophet Muhammad. That's take two. So number two. Now number three. This man, when he came, what did he say? This is what he said. Number three. He said, فَأَمَرَنَا. He ordered us. What did he order you with? What did he order? What did he say to do? He commanded us, بصدق الحديث, to speak the truth. Nothing about لا إله إلا الله. To speak the truth. أداء الأمانة. You know, أمانة. To give the أمانة back. To fulfill the أمانة. صلة الرحم. To, you know, tie the tie of kinship. To uphold the tie of kinship. حسن الجوار. To be kind to our neighbors. كند الجوار. نهانا عن الفواحش. He prohibited us from dealing with obscenity, from fawahish. In general, you don't have to be a Muslim. Subhanallah. You know, he prohibited us from dealing with fahisha, with obscenity. وَأَكْلْ مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. And to abuse the wealth of the al-yateem, of the orphans, the rights of the orphans, to abuse the rights of the orphans. وَأَكُلْ أَكْلُ الزُّورِ وَغِيرُ الزُّورِ, meaning to backbite or to testify wrongly against so-and-so, against people behind, you know, in their backs, in their absence. You know, this is called shahadatul zur. When you testify, you know, against someone that person said something which that person did not say, or you testify that you have heard or seen that person do something which that person did not do. So shahadatul zur. You don't have to be a Muslim to, you know, not to commit this evil act. So he did, you know, this is indirect da'wah. Indirect da'wah. I explained, maybe it took me a long time to explain, but for him, maybe it took, like I said, maybe 2 minutes. First talking about we were, our history, our past. This is who we were. Then a main man came to us. We know who he is. We know his lineage. What did he came? What he? Why did he come? What did he say? He came to enjoin, telling us to speak the truth, to give back the amana, the trust, to fulfill the trust, to salat al-rahim, to uphold the tie of kinship, to stay away from fahisha, to stay away from evil, to not abuse the wealth of the orphans. Again, he's talking about يعني, commonality of humans, as Sister Fatima put it nicely. That's number three. Number four. فَعَدَى عَلَيْنَا قَوْمُنَا فَعَذَّبُونَا وَضَيَّقُوا عَلَيْنَا. And then our people, عَدَى عَلَيْنَا, they started abusing us. They started abusing us physically and emotionally. وَضَيَّقُوا عَلَيْنَا. We went through lots of persecution, hardship, just because this man who was ordering us, you know, enjoining to do good and forbidding to do that which is evil, right? So, and our people, you know, our own people, they started, you know, torturing us and abusing us and persecuting us. Then the conclusion. Allah. Brothers and sisters, are you following? Because now is the conclusion. There are four chapters, there are four paragraphs. Now came in number five, which is the grand finale. His conclusion, Ja'far's conclusion. Are you guys ready for it? Are you guys ready for it? Yeah? All right. This is the conclusion. This is the finale right there. After he had an intro, after talking about Prophet Muhammad, after, you know, telling about what he asked us to do, and then our own people started, you know, our own people started abusing us. Then at the end, he says, then فَقَالَ لَنَا, our prophet, our man. He didn't even say prophet. He just said the man. فَقَالَ لَنَا, he told us, أُخْرُجُوا إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْحَبَشَةِ, go to the land of الْحَبَشَةِ, go to the land of Abyssinia. Why? Go to the فَإِنَّا بِهَا مَلِكْ لَا يُضْلَمُ عِنْدَهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Akbar. Go to the land of الْحَبَشَةِ. In it, there's a king. Nobody gets abused. Nobody gets oppressed. Nobody gets oppressed in his land. Because we're oppressed. Our people oppressed us. So the prophet, he said, Ja'far says, our man, the prophet who came to us, he says, go to Al-Habasha. Go to Al-Habasha. Go to Abyssinia. In it, there is a man. In that land, there is a man. Nobody gets oppressed in his land. فخرجنا إلى أرضك. Then we came to your land. واخترناك على من سواك. ورجونا ألا نظلم عندك. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. فخرجنا إلى أرضك. واخترناك على من سواك. ورجونا ألا نظلم عندك. So we came to your land. O you king. So we came to your land. And we chose you over others. We could have gone to other lands, like in Sham, in Rome, or in Persia, or, but we chose to come you, and we are hoping not to be oppressed in your land. This is da'wah in 2 minutes. Did he say to him, say la ilaha illallah? He did not tell him, say la ilaha illallah. He did not say, our prophet says this, Allah Azza wa Jal, we pray to him, and we give zakat, and we give sadaqah, and we read Quran. He didn't say anything. He was talking about morals, and how we've been oppressed, just because we don't want to follow the, you know, the wrong and the evil that our people were doing, and then we got oppressed, and then our man, our prophet, he told us to go to your land because you're a just man and nobody gets, you know, abused in your land. And we're hoping that we won't get oppressed in your land. What do you think, sisters and brothers? What do you think of what Ja'far said? What do you think of what Ja'far said? What do you think of this strategy? This amazing da'wah strategy. Even when you give da'wah, you have to be strategic in your da'wah. When you travel, when you are in a plane next to someone, or you are on your train, or in a bus next to someone, and you want to give da'wah, you need to try to see what commonality you would have with that person. For women, it's easy. Yes. For women, when they talk to women, it's easy. Women, they have their own things to talk about, you know. Mashallah, they can give da'wah easily. Women with each other. You meet like an English woman, an American woman, Canadian woman, right? And then you are a woman, you know, you're a Muslim woman. You can easily build commonality, because women, they talk about their own things. Women can talk about things, you know, this and going to kids and, you know, how hard it is and, you know, this, and I have to take them to school, I have to cook with them, I have to do this, and I have to deal with this. So women, they can relate to each other, and from there, give da'wah. For men, you have to look for something else. Men what? Maybe talking about sports, maybe talking about trades, maybe talking about stocks and exchange, and talking about, you know, whatever, business. I don't know, men can talk about other things, right? You know, something to build that commonality before giving da'wah. Isn't that amazing? Ja'far al-Tayyar radiallahu anhu ardah. So it's been narrated that, you know, they were gone free, but then Amr ibn al-As, he went back to al-Najashi and he says, al-Najashi, they speak bad about Mary. They speak bad about Mary and they speak bad about Jesus. They speak bad about Jesus. They speak bad about Isa and about Mary, about Maryam. So he called them again. He called them again. Do you have anything from the Quran? Because it could, you know, it was also narrated that before they left for the second time, you know, and Najashi asked them, do you have anything, you know, from the Quran that you could share with us, with me? Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, remember, he graduated from the school of Al-Alqam ibn Al-Alqam. There's many ayat that were revealed. There are many chapters. He could have said to him, okay, yes, there are many ayat. I can share something with you from the Quran. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wa la ana 'abidun ma 'abadtum. Wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud. ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم لكم دين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. It's from the Quran. It's from the Quran. All he could have said to him, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح عيسى بن مريم. Because النجاشي, you know, he followed عيسى. And at the time, some people, they made Isa as God. And some believed that Isa was son of God. And some believed that Isa was a prophet. And Najashi was amongst those. He was Abdullah wa Rasuluh. But some, you know, deemed Isa as God. And some deemed Isa as son of God. So he could have said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْعِيسَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. They have certainly committed kufr, those who say that Allah is Isa ibn Maryam. It's in the Quran. Why didn't he say that? Because sometimes our youth, when they give da'wah, they take it to the extreme. They take it to the extreme. Haram, no, this, that. Okay, take it easy. Use hikmah in your da'wah. Use the hikmah in your da'wah. لا النار النار ما فيش. There is no جنة النار. Fry, you gotta fry. Why? Is this how to give da'wah? Yes. He could have said, تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. The one who used to abuse them and oppress them. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. So what did he recite? This is why I said, brothers and sisters, when they were traveling before, as soon as they, you know, when they were preparing to travel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Maryam. Here Surah Maryam will come in handy. Kafha ya ayn sad. ذكر رحمة عبدك ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. And then he started reciting Surah Mary to him. واذكر في الكتاب مريم. Is there anything about Mary? Yes. Yes. There were some. So the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, I mean Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, you know, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. He started reciting Surah Maryam to Al-Najashi. And he's talking about Al-Najashi. I mean, Mary and Mary and Mary. إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة. And then this, and then when Mary is talking about Mary, when she took this eastern corner, where in the Beit al-Maqdis, and she was worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when she came to this, when she saw this man, angel Jibril alayhi salam, قال إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge in Ar-Rahman from you. Don't harm me. قال إني رسول ربك. I am the messenger of your Lord. لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. To give you the glad tidings of غلام زكي. Of a beautiful, you know, righteous son. قالت لم she said, no man has ever touched me. How can I bear, you know, a son? How can I bear, you know, a baby? Remember, we talked about this during the stories of the prophets. So he was just narrating Surah, you know, Mary, Maryam to An-Najash. And then Amr ibn al-As went back and said, they're speaking bad about Jesus. They're speaking bad about Jesus. And then An-Najashi called them back. What do you say about Jesus, about Isa? Is there anything that this is? Yes. Our Quran tells us about Isa. Prophet Muhammad told us about Isa. What did Muhammad tell you about Isa alayhi salam? What did Rasulullah tell you about Isa? Qala. He says, we say that he is Abdullah wa Rasuluh. Abdullah wa Rasuluh. Abdullah wa Rasuluh. وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم العذراء. An-Najashi was crying when he was listening to Surah Mary being recited. He was crying. And he told them to leave. You're free. You're free to live in my country. And then when Amr ibn al-As told him that they're speaking bad about Isa, he called them again and he says, What do you say about Isa? What does your book say about Isa? What does your prophet say about Isa? He said that he is Rasulullah. Abdullah, he's the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah. Wa Rasuluh, and his prophet. Wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila Maryam. Wa ruhun minh. That he is the word, that he came as a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel alayhi salam. And then An-Najashi, he drew a line with his staff that he had in his hand. He drew a line and he says, by Allah, what you say and what we say is the same. We both pour into the same source. There is no difference between what you people say and what I say. Some of the followers of An-Najashi, they were not happy because they deemed that Isa was not just no prophet. He was son of God or God. And he turned to them, An-Najashi, and he says, Wallahi, Isa alayhi salam, what they say and what we say, it is the same. He is Abdullah wa Rasuluh. He is the servant of Allah and his prophet. Then he turned to Amr and he says, by Allah, I will not let them go. They won't give with you. Even if you give me the whole world, yani its way in gold, I will not release them from my land. I will not go and live freely. And they were happy. They went back and lived freely. Brothers and sisters, there's something amazing that happened here. So when these Muslims here, about 100, they went to live in Abyssinia. What did they do? Because, you know, some of the Muslims, when they migrate, you know, from their home countries to, let's say, the US or Canada or the UK or Europe or whatnot, they start looking for ways to beat the system. Subhanallah. Yani experts in beating the system. What can we do to beat the system? Yeah, have more kids? Let's have more kids. Yalla, shaghal. Have more kids, because more kids you have, more money you can make from the government. And then you live down in your apartment, and then, you know, keep getting those free checks from the government as the lower hand. You have the lower hand, not the upper hand. Not that you go and work and serve and contribute into the betterment of the society. No, take the easy way out, the easy route. What can we do to get money from the system? What can we do to beat the system? Is this what the Sahaba did when they went to, you know, Abyssinia? What did they do? they looked and they searched. They wanted to contribute. So what did they do? Oh, Al-Habasha, the people of Al-Habasha, they liked what? They liked trade in what? Trade in what? In what? You know, what kind of goods? What kind of commodities? They liked leather. You know, these types of commodities, they liked leather. So the Sahaba included the Sahabiyat, the female, you know, the women companions as well. They started making, you know, crafting things with leather, making things with leather and selling them to with a very cheap price to the people of Abyssinia. So they are contributing in a way, right? They're contributing. They're not just sitting there eating from the rizq of, you know, from the food and the and what, you know, and whatever, you know, the, you know, because Najashi was going to support them. You know, these people, they left everything behind, they have nothing, so they, you know, they will have an allowance from Bayt al-Mal, from the sort of quote unquote the government, right? They will have this this allowance, this welfare system, the welfare, right? So no, they worked hard, making things from leather and selling them to the people of Abyssinia. And the people of Abyssinia, they love the Muslims. In the meantime, Ja'far used to meet al-Najashi and teach him Islam. In the meantime, Ja'far used to meet al-Najashi and teach him Islam. And al-Najashi, he embraced Islam in the hands of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu ardah. Prophet Muhammad, he heard about that and he was so happy that al-Najashi embraced Islam. But here, I'm talking about how the Muslims contributed when they were living there in Abyssinia. But then things did not go easy for the Muslims in Mecca, on the other hand. They were kept on being abused and they kept on being, you know, oppressed. And something major would happen. Something really major would happen, which included Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quraysh will take an action that they have never taken before. Because amongst those people, those Muslims, they were their children, and they were Quraysh's children and fathers and mothers. So Quraysh would have to take a very, very, you know, critical action against those Muslims. Because now they hear that Habasha is hosting Muslims. So whoever wants to migrate to Habasha, they can. Quraysh had to do something to stop this danger, quote unquote. What did they do? And what did Prophet Muhammad do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You smell it? I smelled it. I smelled it coming from very far. Do you people smell it? Because it is what you think it is. It is what you think it is. Definitely it is. It is it. It is that cliffy hangy. Absolutely. Yes. What's going to happen? What would the Prophet do? You know? And what would happen to the Sahaba? What would happen to those Sahaba actually who are in Abyssinia? Are they going to come back to Mecca? Something will happen that some of them would actually come back to Mecca. What is it? What is that thing that's going to happen that will make some of the Sahaba go back to Mecca? What is it? Inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, we will resume our seerah series, Walking Upon the Footsteps of Prophet Muhammad, next week, inshallah, next Friday, inshallah, same time, same place, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, 10:30 p.m. UK time. Jazakumullah khair. Instagram, Jazakumullah khair. Facebook for joining. May Allah bless you and reward you. Thank you so much. For those of you who've come in late, so sorry. We always start at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. But the series, all the episodes are recorded online on YouTube. Go to YouTube and share. Let people hear about this. YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you very much. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Facebook, salam alaikum. Instagram, salam alaikum.